Donal Cronin, it's you've come an awful long way since I spoke to you last. That was the county championship launch when you were talking about starting the defence of your title. Look where you are now, Munster Club final.
Yeah, I suppose that was Stone Park during a fine spring evening, and I suppose if we were thinking that we'd be getting ready for Munster Club on a dreary November evening, but look, we would have taken it definitely. I suppose retaining the county was the goal at that stage of the year, but we kind of wanted to progress. I suppose that was kind of always what we discussed throughout the year, was making that progression on what we had done last year. And, well, we did that last weekend or the weekend before above Limerick against Partick as well. I suppose we're not happy with that little progression. There's definitely the demand to get more, and I suppose that more is next Sunday above in Thurles.
The progression you've shown this year, though, performance-wise, through a long campaign this year, has been... you must be very pleased with it, like.
Yeah, and I think what's kind of a very pleasing aspect of it is the other guys who came into the setup during the kind of the campaign. And I think we've used about 22 or 23 players in the senior hurling championship, but I don't think there's an awful lot of clubs out there, no offence to them, that would have that amount of players that can step in. Like, we had kind of guys there, 20, Adam O'Donovan, Adam Lynch and stuff, came into the back line to play against ours in the replay when Graham and Gavin Milan were injured, and just stepped in seamlessly. And I think that's been very encouraging. Our intermediate team went very well as well in the intermediate championship. So there's a good buzz there, and there's a good vibe. And I think that's kind of really kind of... we've gotten success out of those new guys coming in, because they're pushing for a place all the time. So it's definitely driven things on for the year.
And now, as you mentioned, like, the fact that you wanted to obviously go that bit further, and winning the semi-final certainly was. But when you're this close to Munster Club honours... The ambition must be huge.
It is. Like, these, look, it's 40 years since the Glen won it, a club of this kind of stature and stuff like that. So it tells you how difficult it is. Cork teams haven't been successful in recent times. So we know there's a big onus on us to go up there and perform. And we never see the day again. So you have to grasp it with both hands and really take the opportunity. And we won't be from Montana, so I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Speaking of the different lads here now tonight, there seems to be a very strong sense of confidence. By your own, like, I'm looking at yourselves now, not looking at Ballyhea at all, but would you say that that's echoed throughout the rest of the squad as well?
I would think so, yeah, to be fair. I suppose we've really developed as a group over the last couple of years, and really, like, this year, kind of throughout the year, you could see kind of the training has gone up a level. It was nothing like I'd ever experienced with a Glen team, to be honest, but I think that comes from the fact that you had 23, 24 fellas all pushing for a jersey. You had guys pushing to get onto the 26 on match days. Whereas going back a few years ago, we were probably making up numbers with 26 guys, and that's been perfectly honest. Whereas that's not there now. There's guys pushing themselves, really trying to get in and kind of to impress Richie, and that's just driving everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, Gavin Milan, this stage this year was kind of worrying. I didn't think he had any worries, but, like, because the amount of guys he had been out injured and the guys that had taken his position, like, Ben Murphy is so unlucky not to be involved, like, making the team at the moment. Like, he was an absolute standout for us last year. So, like, we've these guys to be coming in, and so that's what's driving the whole thing big time.
And as you mentioned, the management team there, I mean, how they've brought you on in the last couple of years, they deserve huge credit.
Huge credit, yeah. I suppose, like, I played with Richie and Ian, so that kind of, I'd know them fairly well. But they have a great way with the players. There's a huge respect, kind of mutual respect.
And in a good way, Richie seems to put a lot back on the players. As in, lads, it's up to you.
Look, Richie says to all of him, it's our team. Like, we're going to get out of it what we put into it. There's only so much they can facilitate, but it's guys' own ambition and own drive is about kind of when we go around to the field. And Richie stresses that, like, there's only so much they can do, and they do an awful lot, to be fair. The training is very good. They brought in Dave Moriarty from Limerick, who's absolutely top class, but at the end of the day, the buck stops with us. Like, we let ourselves down in 2014. Richie would hold his hands up to say he made a few errors, but at the end of the day, the players go out there, and he's put the onus back on us, and very much the onus is for guys to get themselves right at the right time. And he has a good way of dealing with fellas in that way. Like, Richie mightn't say a whole lot very often, but he'll have a word with you every now and again, and it would mean a lot, and it's encouraging and stuff like that. He maybe kind of stands back a bit and kind of just assesses everything. But to be fair, like, the decisions they have made over the last number of years have been incredible. I don't wonder sometimes they just get a bit lucky, but the luck seems to be staying on their side anyway. But no, like, it really comes down to, like, Richie's a very good man manager. He knows he's dealing with different kind of characters and stuff like that. There's some fellas you don't need to kind of, you need to kind of peg them back a bit, like, so Brian Mile and stuff like that would train morning, noon and night, and then maybe Doris might need to kick off the backside every now and again. But Richie will do that, and he'll do it in the right way that fellas react to him, and it's very important, and I think that's the way you need to kind of deal with guys nowadays. You know, it's not, you can't kind of tar everyone with the same brush and this is the way we're doing it, and if you don't like it, like, you're out the door. Richie, he's not like that. He assesses everything and every guy individually, and it's been a huge, huge contribution to our success.
Now, I've obviously spoken to him about how he approaches the game from a management point of view, but as a player, and in your position with Glen Rovers and that area of the field, player Tony Kelly, when I say to him, what do you think?
I think probably Dave Noonan.
He's getting the job.
Yeah, well, that'll be up to Richie, but I don't think Richie will be coming patting me on the back, and I have enough mileage in the legs enough to be running after Tony Kelly. But look, it's a team effort. Tony Kelly is an unbelievable hurler. He's a guy that I've sat back and watched over the last couple of years kind of thinking, this guy is awesome, and he is. But look, there's 15 of them, there's going to be 15 of us. Richie won't do anything kind of complicated or anything like that. We'll just go out and we kind of have a thing that you win your own patch, and if enough of us win our own patch come next Sunday, we'll come out the right side of it.
And just generally your thoughts on Ballyhea then, in terms of what you know about them at this
stage?
Yeah,
I suppose I watched them in the first Clare final. The drawing game was on telly, and I suppose I didn't know a whole lot about them then. I probably knew more about the other Clare side because they had so many inter-county players, and kind of sitting back, you kind of admire Ballyhea for the way they stuck in there that day. You couldn't but really admire them for the way they stuck in against Thurles Stars last week. And I think they kind of they're similar enough to ourselves. They're physical, and they have some big players in their forward line, and obviously they kind of, when the backs to the wall, they kind of perform, which is very much like ourselves. Obviously Tony Kelly is a standout, as we have Hoggy as a standout, and then you look at a kind of Mackie is our kind of standout in our back line, and they have Jack Brown who's on the Clare panel. So that there's four players in the county players that kind of stand out. So, but look, it might very much come down to the kind of, or we call ourselves average club players come next Sunday, you know, to kind of come up with the goods. Some fella will get you a score somewhere that he mightn't expect to get it. That's kind of the assessment to them, is that I think the styles will be very similar and stuff like that. It's just kind of the old cliche, who wants it more in the day, but look, is anyone going up there wanting to lose it? No, so it's just, it'll come down to a ferocious 50-50 battle, I think.
Well, it's a very intriguing matchup, it has to be said. There's an awful lot to it that makes it very interesting from a player point of view, as well, I'd say.
Yeah, there is. I suppose even throw going to Thurles into the mix and it's kind of something different, and I suppose you kind of have to maybe rein in the excitement of that kind of later on in the week, and put the focus on the game. I suppose there's an element of kind of the unknown. We would have played a lot of teams kind of around Munster and stuff over the last few years. We would have probably played Drummond Inch. We only played Patrickswell kind of 6 weeks before that we played them in the Munster Club. We would have gone down to Dungarvan and played teams like that. So you'd know what's out there. I suppose you wouldn't probably go as far as Clare then. So we kind of know nothing at all about them, really. Only kind of they're kind of two standout players, and probably Gary Brennan, the Clare footballer, what we would have watched over kind of. So it's intriguing from that point of view. They probably won't know a whole lot about us. So it's going to be tip for tat very much so. You're going to be trying to exploit weaknesses in guys just based on the day, because you mightn't have the knowledge going into the game of where you can do that. So it's just going to be up to every fella to perform on the day himself, and hopefully we'll get enough guys performing that will bring us out the right side of it.
And finally, Donal, from a personal point of view, preparing for a Munster Club final in Semple Stadium with Glen Rovers, how will you be this weekend in the lead up to it?
I suppose, look, kind of I've been around the block a while now, that kind of the nerves and stuff like that kind of don't get on top of me too much. It'll just be a focus to do my own things well. I suppose we all have our roles in the team, and it's just to kind of focus on that and try and get on a bit of ball early is always important around the middle of the field, I think, just to get yourself into the game. And look, just kind of do everything right this week and prepare as well as possible, and we'll train Tuesday and Thursday and just try and be sharp and get things right. Use those sessions as a good kind of gauge of where you are going into the game and stuff like that. But it'll be no different to what we've done for all the other games. I suppose, like, we've had the kind of the experience of going up in the bus to Limerick, so it'll be similar going to Thurles. But personally, it'll just be kind of get the head right and try and come out the right side of it on Sunday.
Is there a hype factor around Glen Rovers?
And there is, there couldn't but be. It's been 40 years since this has happened, so, like, I mean, it's a unique occasion.
But it's positive, isn't it?
It's great. Jeez, the place is in a great position. After what happened in 2014, you'd wonder, were we ever going to get back there? But, like, there's kids around the place. I think there's buses being sold out now inside as we speak, inside in the bar. So, like, it's huge. And for those, I think what's great about it is that, like, I'd know some of the names from 40 years ago, but, like, the kids that are there now would have no idea. So they're now looking up to the Patricks, the Brian Mylands, the Conor Dorises, Dean Brosnans, these guys, they have now something to aim for and they can see it, it's tangible to them. And that's hugely important for the club going forward. There's probably families that mightn't have huge links with Glen Rovers living around the Ballyvillan area that now will become big Glen followers. They'll be going up, like, we'll bring a huge crowd to Thurles. We have very passionate supporters. We brought a big crowd to Limerick. So, like, it's great for the club. It's taken a lot of hard work. There's been an awful lot of dark days. And I suppose after 2015 to get the county, it could have been a case of, look, geez, great, we're after getting it. But this team has made a different stuff, like, so we'll drive on next Sunday again.
The very best of luck.
Thanks very much. Cheers.